Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we are going to be reading from the Gospel of Matthew. So why don't you go ahead and with me, let us just call to mind the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us through this gospel. As we say in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we just ask for you to just fill our hearts with this gospel. We just ask that it may just profoundly impact us in a way that we've never been able to receive your word before. God, we trust in you and we know that your word alters reality. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all the land. This is such an interesting gospel, you know, because what's so interesting is that you have these two blind men, and they cry out to the Lord. They cry out to Jesus. And it's so interesting because they are able to acknowledge Jesus's kingship off the bat, right? They're able to say, "Son of David, have pity on us," right? And so as we know the genealogy of Jesus, he traces all the way back to King David. And so he is the new king of Israel. And they're literally like, "Son of David, have pity on us." Not, "Lord, can you please finally like heal me? Can you please like, you know, just change like the inconveniences in my life right now?" No, like from the bottom of their hearts, they're saying, "Son of David." They're acknowledging the kingship and the power and the glory that Jesus actually commands. "Have pity on us." And this is such a posture of humility. This is such a posture of humility. And the Lord loves humility. The Lord like honors those and truly pours out his grace on those who are humble. And I think this is such a beautiful posture to take, because not only do they cry out from the bottom of their hearts in humility and say, "Son of David, have pity on us," but the Lord asks them. He asks them and he says, "Do you believe that I can do this?" And what do they say? They say, "Yes, Lord." Right? How often do we actually believe that the Lord can change things, can make true miracles abound? Right? Like how often do we actually believe that if we are sick and need healing, that Jesus can actually come through? Like, do we believe that the Lord actually loves us and cares for us so deeply that all we need to do is truly cry out in a spirit of posture and humility and beg the Lord and say, "Lord, I believe. I believe." But what's so interesting is this, I mean, like these men, I mean, they were blind most likely for years, and they were blind and they had, you know, most likely had tried everything that they could have done at the time. And then finally they turned to faith, right? They turned to faith and they turned to the Lord. And I think it's interesting too, because, you know, Jesus, he also warns them and he says, "See that no one knows about this," right? And what's so interesting is that they do the exact opposite. And, you know, sometimes it can be funny or we can just like want to share everything that the Lord has done in our lives. But actually, we sometimes need to pause and think, wait, am I called to share this right now? Am I called to share this with those whom I'm not really super close to? And what Jesus is actually doing is that he cares more about the heart. He cares more about how they are going to act afterwards, right? And this was unfortunately just flagrant disobedience on the two blind men's part. And they would have actually brought more glory to God in their obedience than in their trying to rejoice and to spread and to share it with the Lord, right? Because the Lord, it is his gift, and he wants to be able to give it out whenever he desires. But just circling back, I think a great activation for us is just to examine what are the things in our life that we need pity for? What are the things in our life that we really need to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and say, Jesus, I need your help. Jesus, I need your mercy and I need your grace. And you know, sometimes throughout the day, I will literally just try to repeat in my head, like, Son of David, like, have pity on me. Jesus Christ, Son of David, have pity on me. Bring me closer to your heart. And so again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Gabriel. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. And may God bless you, and may you have a phenomenal rest of the day.